With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
I just lost another tree. Oh, shoot. Wow, that's a big tree, and it's down. Oh, no.
That's Report Texas resident Patty Richardson, who was on the phone looking out the window when she saw another down tree. Beryl has knocked out power to more than 2 million homes and businesses. In the Houston area, fast-rising waters from the hurricane-turned-tropical storm caused street flooding and prompted rescues. Police in the region have urged residents just to stay off those roads. Also at SRNNews.com, a long-running heat wave gripping the U.S. after causing deaths and shattering records over the West over the weekend. Hot temperatures predicted again in the West as well as in parts of the East Coast and South. A visitor to Death Valley National Park died from heat exposure, and another person was hospitalized as that temperature reached 128 degrees over this past weekend. There are more Democratic lawmakers calling for President Biden to step aside, but he spent Sunday trying to prove them wrong.
President Biden campaigned in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, trying to persuade voters and donors he can go another 4 years.
I'm glad to see you here today.
At a predominantly black church in Philadelphia, President Biden says he'll fight for every American.
There's more to do to deliver jobs and justice.
Later, meeting with union officials in Harrisburg.
Most pro-union president in American history.
But at least five Democratic lawmakers publicly called on him to abandon his re-election bid. And even more Democratic committee leaders privately urged he step aside. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow dropping 47 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 32. This is SRN News. Israel has no chief rabbi.
For the first time in about 100 years, the Jewish state is without an occupant of one of its most important offices. David Lau and Yitzhak Yosef, who are both serving jointly, have ended their 10-year terms, and there's no agreement on who is going to replace them. The office of chief rabbi has become a point of contention in Israel, and the 150-member council of rabbis and public officials that have to select a replacement just can't seem to agree on the next one. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With the November elections looming, a pair of conservative Christian organizations are joining forces to try to mobilize believers. The Family Policy Alliance Foundation and Christians Engaged are coming together in an effort to sign up 1 million Christians to engage in the elections at all levels. They will also encourage believers to be in prayer for the candidates and the nation right up to Election Day. This is SRN News. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says he would seek to improve the trade deal with the European Union.
Starmer's statement comes as he began a two-day tour of the UK as part of an immediate reset with governments in Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales. Starmer says he thinks the UK can get a much better deal than the one negotiated by former Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Starmer says there were many discussions ahead to strengthen trading, research, and defense ties with the EU.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Starmer added those talks had already begun as his top diplomat met with his counterparts in Europe. Israel's National Holocaust Museum is opening a new conservation facility in Jerusalem that will preserve, restore, and store its more than 45,000 artifacts and works of art in a vast new building. The facility was dedicated on Monday. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.